KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, in action yesterday at the boys' state basketball tournament in Class 3A quarterfinals, it was a decent first quarter. Harlan had a one-point lead after one quarter of play, but it was all Norwalk from that point on as the Warriors post a 72-37 win over the Cyclones yesterday. Bowen Bourne led the way with 26 points for Norwalk. Connor Bruck had a team-high 11 for Harlan as their season comes to a close. Also in quarter 3A quarterfinals yesterday, Ballard beat Center Point Urbana 54-48. Clear Creek Amana topping Mount Vernon 59-45. Sergeant Bluff Luton knocks out Pella 58-43. In 4A quarterfinal play, Ankeny Centennial edged Davenport North 53-51, and it was Waukee over North Scott 58-50 yesterday. In Class 2A quarterfinals, Comanche beat Monticello 67-52. Now today, the last of the 4A quarterfinals will get the day started at 10:30 this morning. Third seed Iowa City West will face number 6 seed Ankeny. That'll be followed at 12:15 by second seeded Cedar Falls against number 7 seed Dowling Catholic. Then they move into the semifinals. In Class 1A at 2 o'clock, it'll be 4th seeded Montezuma facing 8th seed Wapsie Valley. And at 3:45, number 2 seed Bishop Garrigan faces 6th seeded West Fork. In the Class 2A semifinals coming up tonight, the top 4 seeds made the final 4 of the tournament. So that'll leave number 1 seed Boyden Hall facing 4th seeded Comanche at 6:30, followed at 8:15 by 3rd seeded North Lynn versus number 2 seed Trainer. Trainer takes a 25-1 record into that game tonight against 25-0 North Lynn. Those games all in Des Moines. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its all-conference boys basketball teams. In the first team, there are two unanimous picks. Both are from Glenwood. Zach Carr, a senior, and Ryan Bloom, a junior. Both were unanimous first-team selections. Other first-team picks include Gunnar Ballou and Charlie Weavers of Denison, Connor Bruck of Harlan, Noah Rigatuso and Logan Jones of Lewis Central and Sam Rallis of St. Albert make up the first team. Among the second-teamers, Atlantic's Skylar Handlos, a junior guard, is a second-team selection. Also on the second team, a couple of Harlan players, Jonathan Munson and Michael Heitoff. Among the honorable mention picks, Niall Peterson of Atlantic, a senior forward, was honorable mention this year. Michael Earlmeyer of Harlan and Red Oaks' Kobe Johnson were among those selected as honorable mention picks. The Pride of Iowa Conference also announced its all-conference basketball teams. First team selections include Cole Peterson of Central Decatur, Brennan Seffert of Bedford, Dawson Frost of Mount Air, and Trey Baker of Martinsdale St. Mary's. They were all unanimous picks. Also first team selections include Cooper Nally of Bedford and Clay Hohertz of Nottoway Valley. Second team selections include Michael Evertson of Central Decatur, Carson Elbert of Martinsdale St. Mary's, Isaac Gross of Mount Air, Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley, Peyton Wheeler of Mount Air, and Jack Franey of Martinsdale St. Mary's. Among the honorable mention picks, Bedford's Jordan Perkins, Colton View of Lennox, Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley, and Tucker Topol of Southwest Valley. On the girls' side, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its all-state teams yesterday afternoon. Among the local picks to the all-state squads, in Class 1A, Allie Petrie of St. Albert was a first-team all-stater, while Macy Emgarten of Exira EHK is a second-team all-state selection. Maddie Duncan of Sydney made the third-team all-state squad. In Class 2A, second-team picks include Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia and Peyton Beckman of Panorama. Third-team selections include a couple of players from AHSTW, as Kinsey Scheffler and Kaylee Jones both were third-team selections in 2A. In Class 3A, Kelsey Fields of Creston was a second-team pick. Also in 3A, third-team selections include Haley Rasmussen of Atlantic and Chloe Johnson of Red Oak, both third-team All-Staters. And Class 4A, Megan Whitty of Lewis Central made the first-team All-State squad. Madison Camden of Glenwood, a second-team selection. And from Glenwood, Ellie Scarborough and Jenna Hopp both were named as third-team selections. Well, moving to college basketball, second-ranked Gonzaga has recaptured the West Coast Conference tournament title by thumping a longtime rival. Drew Timmy scored 17 points as the Bulldogs pick up an 84-66 win over St. Mary's last night. They automatically qualify for the NCAA tournament once again. Now, speaking of tournaments, Iowa State plays Oklahoma State tonight in Kansas City in one of the play-in round games at the Big 12 tournament. The Cyclones are the number 9 seed, and they split their two regular season games against the Cowboys.
They've got everybody kind of, those guys are an older team, very experienced team, that they kind of started out of the gates really early like everybody kind of thought they would be, kind of fell off, and then kind of rallied the troops and, circle the wagons and are playing really well.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm, who says guard play will be a key.
They're going to push you out. They're going to pressure you. It's not a set game. It's a guard playing. It's a player's game where you really got to make plays and spread them out. And it's a team we've had very good success against over the last several years. But we got to be able to go there and make plays.
It's a 6 o'clock tip-off in the Sprint Center tonight. The winner advancing to take on top-seeded Kansas. Also tonight, after that game concludes, it'll be the other first round game tonight. Number 7 seed TCU facing 10th seeded Kansas State. That game set to tip at about 8 o'clock tonight. Also, the Big Ten men's basketball tournament gets underway today in Indianapolis as a couple of first round games are planned. Game 1 is at 5 o'clock this evening with number 12 seed Minnesota facing 13th seeded Northwestern. The winner of that game advances to play 5th seeded Iowa on Thursday afternoon. The second game tonight will start 25 minutes after the first one concludes, as number 11 Indiana will face 14th seed Nebraska. Nebraska, with only 7 scholarship players on their men's basketball roster heading into the Big Ten tournament, has decided to invite a couple of their football players to make the squad as well for the tourney. Well, Major League Baseball continues to deal with the virus outbreak. A person familiar with the deliberations told the Associated Press that if MLB can't play in front of fans at a team's home ballpark because of the outbreak, the sport's first preference likely would be to switch games to the visiting team's stadium if possible. The Mariners are scheduled to host the Rangers when MLB opens the season on March 26th, but the Seattle area has been hit hard by the virus. MLB anticipates that government officials will decide whether it's safe to play in front of fans in each city. If changes to the schedule are necessary, MLB would make determinations at that point when a ballpark has been ruled out. The Ivy League is canceling its men's and women's basketball tournaments, scheduled to be played Friday through Sunday in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The league says it will award its automatic NCAA tournament bids to regular season champions Princeton's women and the Yale men. Ivy League officials also announced that it will limit spectators at all other sporting events for the rest of the spring season. The Sharks and the NHL are still determining how to proceed with 3 scheduled games in San Jose this month. Santa Clara County health officials have banned gatherings of more than 1,000 people in response to the spread of the COVID-19 virus. The games could be moved to a neutral site, be postponed, or played without fans in the arena. Ohio's governor is calling for all indoor sports to be played without fans. Mike DeWine's decision would affect the NHL's Columbus Blue Jackets and the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. In baseball news, Washington Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer was scratched from his scheduled start against Miami because of fatigue on his right side. The 35-year-old right-hander said his right side is lagged behind the rest of his body as he attempts to build strength in preparation for the season. Scherzer had made 3 spring training starts. He expects to pitch Sunday against the Mets and remain on track to start the World Series Champions opener on March 26th at New York. Nationals manager Dave Martinez has now announced his opening day starter. In horse racing news, owner Gary West is removing all of his horses from Jason Service's barn after the trainer was indicted on multiple counts of administering illegal substances and performance-enhancing drugs. That includes last year's 3-year-old champion Maximum Security, who will be trained by 2-time Triple Crown winner Bob Baffert. A report released by the California Horse Racing Board on a spate of horse deaths at Santa Anita found that no illegal medications were used on the animals, and 39% of the 23 fatalities occurred on surfaces affected by wet weather. The long-awaited report focused on 23 deaths as a result of racing or training between December 30th of 2018 and March 31st of 2019. Those fatalities roiled the industry and led track owner the Stronach Group to institute several reforms involving safety and medication. That 77-page report found no evidence of animal welfare violations. And in NFL news, the deadline for applying franchise and transition tags to NFL free agents has been moved from Thursday to Monday by the league and the players' union. That decision comes because the NFL Players Association's members are still voting on a proposed labor agreement that the owners already have approved. That deadline was extended by 2 days to just before midnight on Saturday. The last time to use the tags on Thursday made little sense. There would be different tag requirements under each of those collective bargaining agreements. And Ravens guard Marshall Yanda is retiring after 13 seasons in which he was named to the Pro Bowl 8 times and helped Baltimore win the 2012 Super Bowl. The 35-year-old Yanda played in 191 games, including playoffs, and has been an anchor on the Ravens' offensive line since being picked out of Iowa in the third round of the 2007 NFL Draft. He was a first-team AP All-Pro twice and named to the second team 4 times, including last season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.